Detroit Free Press columnist Carol Kane. She writes on business and political issues. She's also the host of Michigan Matters, which you can see down in the Detroit area at 11 o'clock Sundays on WWTJ-TV in Detroit. That's Channel 62. Carol, how are you?
Tony, it has been a while. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So you didn't get caught up in Hurricane Irene?
No, but unfortunately, Michigan Matters did, because like most of the programming of a local affiliates in Detroit yesterday, most of the programming was held and they ran all the national coverage of the news. So the Michigan Matters show, in case anyone was wondering, I did with Carl Levin and Rocky Raskowski and Brooks Patterson, where we talk about the Stabenow race, Hoekstra, Clark Durant, and also Obama, many other things. That show is going to air next Sunday, this coming Sunday instead.
How dare they bump your show for a little old hurricane. Well, in your Detroit Free Press column from Sunday, you wrote an interesting column about the governor. He's going over to China, and as you write, he's very intent on luring Asian business to Michigan.
Well, the governor, in fact, I had to laugh. I did the Pancakes and Politics with him this right after he took over in January, Michigan Chronicles event, and we talked about China, the fact that Governor Granholm, though the MEDC officials went, she never did go, never would go, saying she'd go only if jobs. Therein lies the problem with trying to do business in China, because leaders there want to see other top leaders, and you won't get to that point without having your top leader there.
You know, I got to interrupt you, because the way you wrote this, Carol, it was pretty funny. Don't be surprised if you see Robert Ficano, Tom Watkins, L. Brooks Patterson, Peter Thiet, and Jim Eppolito among leaders breaking out in a collective happy dance over the governor's trip to China in a few weeks. That's pretty funny.
You know, and the fact is this, is that there has been tons of potential over in China. Michigan's previous governor did not go. This governor is going, and in fact, he has said he would go. He said during the Pancakes and Politics event that I mentioned that he would go, and so he's heading there in a few weeks. And people could not be happier over there. Not that he's going to walk over there and walk back with thousands or millions of jobs, but just the potential of things with the world's fastest-growing economy and could be the largest economy.
You know, what's interesting about this trip is Carol is the person who introduced me to Tom Watkins, and he's a regular contributor. And he comes on and he talks about how important China is and doing business with China and having a relationship with China, how important that is. And I've received some emails and phone calls wondering, why are we talking about that? Why are we talking about Detroit? But when you're talking about the biggest country in the world when it comes to population, and they are a big manufacturing player, we've got to be partners with them, don't we?
Well, certainly they have a huge growing middle class. Besides the 1.3 billion consumers, huge growing middle class, and there's pressure internally in China to invest in other places. So they look at other countries to globetrot to set up operations and do other things. And so Michigan has not really been much of a player in a lot of this. That's gone on in Seattle, that's gone on in Chicago, other places. So having Governor Snyder there will certainly let them know that Michigan, the welcome mat is out. They're open for business, want to do business. And I applaud the governor for going to China. And he's also going to Japan and South Korea. And I know South Korea, with all the battery makers, is another huge potential. I had Mike Finney on the show, MEDC head, talking about that, and he also talked, you know, a lot about South Korea. Again, the battery makers are huge for Michigan going forward.
And he is going to be meeting with some pretty big business leaders over in China, including the CEO of a very large automobile manufacturer.
Yeah, they've got tons of meetings set up, and a lot of things they will make public, other things they won't, because, again, just doing business in general, It takes a long time, particularly in some of these Asian countries, to get things done. China, they've got the long view of how to get things done versus in America, where we meet and we want it done next week, and there it goes on and on and on. Hence the frustration of the Bob Ficanos and Brooks Patterson, Peter Toitz, and Tom Watkins and others who have been watching how this business is developing for other states around the country, and not as much in Michigan. But that void will be filled now with Governor Snyder heading over.
All right, before I let you go, what are you going to be working on this week for the Free Press?
Well, the Carl Levin show that I have coming up here, it will re-air on CBS. I mean, not re-air, has not aired yet. Mm-hmm. And then I have some 9/11 memorial stuff. I've got a compelling story of some folks that were there that has never been told before. So if people want to know some people who are directly affected by what happened in New York City, look for my Sunday column.
All right, Detroit Free Press columnist Carol Kane also hosts Michigan Matters. Make sure you check that out on WWJ-TV out of Detroit. Carol, as always, thanks so much.
You take care.